like to call to order the meeting of Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park Recreation District. Let's stand for a moment of silence and the pledge. Can I remind you to silence all devices, please? Ask Joanne to take roll.
Jack Emmerich.
Here.
Eloise Raffo.
Here.
Michael Hamm.
Here.
Joanne Gagans here. Paul Diamond. Keith Richer.
Here.
Barbara Whitnick.
Here.
Gaston Pelletier.
Here.
Joe Prisco.
Here.
And the record will show that Cherie Morris, district manager, is also present, but that Carl Bone, district attorney, is not.
Okay, a couple of announcements. One is to read a letter. I am resigning my position on the board effective immediately due to family and work schedule. Thank you, Paul Diamond. Submitted 10/24/19. I await a motion to accept.
I make a motion to accept Paul Diamond's resignation from the Board of Trustees.
Second.
I heard 2 seconds. Who did you?
I took Eloise Raffo.
You took Eloise, okay. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? My second item that I was going to announce is that our attorney is not here tonight because he is ill with the flu. He had been out west hunting and stuff, and probably brought some germs or caught some germs on the flight, who knows. But anyway, he's out of commission for tonight. We have tentatively rescheduled him for 11/11/19. And I know there were people who aren't even in the park who are disappointed that they weren't in the park because they wanted to have some questions asked of him. So I have a couple of questions for ammunition when he comes in a couple weeks.
Mr. Chair?
Uh-huh.
Could I ask that that possibly be rescheduled to our workshop? Do you think we could give him a call and make it the end of the month?
Cherie, is that possible?
That's fine. I'll give him a call and see.
If he can't, then we'll leave at 11. But we might have more people back in the park by then.
I don't think there's a problem with that, Joanne.
Okay, and I have another question. Is his, because we pay him by the hour, is he gonna be relegated to one particular subject, or are we opening this up?
I think that's up to the board to decide. If you have an agenda that you want to present to him, I'm sure he's easy to work with.
The original thought was that he was going to guide us through the quagmire we were in last meeting with this fine and deed restriction to try to sort out. I learned one thing, that we all didn't have the same documents, which is another story about the upheaval in the office. There were some documents copied for some, and I happened to get something totally different than what the other people had with that. So I apologize for being sort of at a loss last time, trying to sort our way through that, what we were trying to do. But that's one of the things that he was in touch with Lori and Cherie, and they were discussing this whole thing. And so he will be pointed at that direction for sure. Now, if the board wants to open it up to more, or if audience has some questions or issues for him, Joanne also suggested then that we probably should ask that they be submitted so that we can send them to him so he can be on target with his responses.
And he did request that.
Okay.
What's that?
He did request that we give him an idea.
If you have a question or concern for the attorney, submit it on a 3x5 card, send it into the office, and they'll review them, and I don't know how many we take, you know, as I said, we're paying him by the hour, but we'll take a few and see what's really on your mind. Send it to him so that he's going to be prepared to give you the answer, and we could roll it right along without prolonging, you know, into hours. But that's what my suggestion would be.
Is that the consensus of the board? Any objection to that? Hearing none, that's how we'll proceed.
Okay.
We're looking to approve the minutes of 10:14.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Any corrections? Any from the public? If not, I'll call the motion. All in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Like sign. Treasurer's comments.
Are these on?
I don't know now. How's that?
Yes. There you go.
I wish somebody would tell me I have to turn the switch there. Oh. Anyway, been a kind of a stressful day. I've been working on this since last meeting, and I called the banker, and he said he'd mail it to me, and I waited until last Friday, and I said he hadn't mailed it, so he emailed me stuff. I got it, and I was looking at it this weekend, and it's like, these numbers are not what they're supposed to be. So I called him Monday, and he said, well, okay, I'll look at it, I'll get back to you. And then 3 o'clock today, he got back to me, so I had it from 3 to 4 to redo all my stuff and whatever. Anyway, there's enough crying there, so now I get my sympathy. Anyway, everybody, this is the paper we're talking about. And basically what I have on here, we have two loans left, and I asked for the balance as of November 1st, because that's when we're looking at paying them off. Okay, if we keep going like we are, I've made out two amortization tables that show that the smaller one will be paid off by June of 2020, and it shows you, I put a yellow line under the interest of $828 is what it's going to cost us in that interest. Okay, the other loan, we're paying $7506 on it. Once we get done in June with the top loan, you'll notice the loan, the payments go in, get bigger for the next one, and it will be paid off by November of next year. In other words, almost all of it's going to be paid off by next year, except for a couple months. And you can see I've underlined in yellow the interest that costs us for keeping that loan. And if you look to the right, the two numbers, 828 and 2934, are there, and they're totaled to 376277. So that's the interest it will cost us to keep the loans. Now, if we don't take the money out, we leave it in, you can look on the back, and the bank we have it in now is getting 3/4% of a percent. So I to be fair, I said, okay, 0.75% by what we need to take out to pay off the loan, which is $258,459, would be right below $2,000. But since that amount would be reducing, we wouldn't get all that interest because that amount reduces. I just took half that. So I'm saying that as that amount decreases, but being left in there, we would get $969 of interest there. Now, here's where I made a mistake, these last two numbers. The number there right to the right of that should be $969.23. In other words, that's the interest we would get if we didn't pay it off all at once. Now, if you subtract that from the number above it, 37,6277, because that's what we'd say, that's what we're paying on the interest, we add that back in. We'd actually only save, now here's the number that's different, $2,793.54. So by paying them off early, that's what we're saving, okay? But the thing is, 90% of it's going to be paid off this year anyway, and the money's going to just be sitting in the account. If you turn over to the back, you can see our liquid assets now are the three accounts, the operating account, which almost has $100,000, which we'll take care of this month. The fixed account, which we save in reserve, is $900,000. And the SBA, that's the State Business Administration's account we have a total of a little over $1 million. If we take out the $258,000, our fixed rate will drop down and our whole total assets will be $834,473. Now, just as a budgeting process, we have budgeted $240,000 this year for payments. If we borrow and we've paid $20,260 already, so that leaves us a budget of just about $22,000 to pay off the loans this year. You notice the amount to pay off the loans will be a little higher than that. So we'd go over budget by about $38,000-something, which is really the payment from October and November of next year. So, okay, so that's, does everybody follow so far?
I have a question.
Yeah.
In our 2019-2020 budget, did we take into account that we might be paying these off?
No.
Thank
we
you.
We just basically, since we were going to be paying the same, just keep paying the same, I just used the same number.
So we're not budgeted to pay it off right now?
The budget.
Not in our present budget.
The budget is not there to pay that off, no. But budgets, again, can be changed, but we need to follow them as close as we can. But we will go over that, however. So anyway, anybody have any questions on whether you want to pay these off or not? Basically, the bottom line is we're going to save $2,800.
Comments from the trustees?
All right, my comment is we've got cheap money. I don't see any reason to pay off these loans in any way, shape, or form. They weren't in our budget. We're doing just fine. They're going to be paid off by November of next year. For me, I would not approve paying them off. That's my comment.
He pointed to me. That's why
for me, I don't agree with that. You know, it's because not... It's not the way to run a business. You have the money sitting in your account. You should pay off the loans. That's what everybody does except here. You know, I've gone to several parks. I've looked at other ways that the parks run. If you have the money, you pay off the loans. That's my opinion.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. Now, the other loan we paid off is being applied to which loan here?
That got applied to the
loan two.
Loan two, yeah.
Okay.
I think when I change them, I label them wrong, too.
Okay. Well, that's why I'm questioning.
It got applied to the bigger loan.
We're in the new budget right now, right?
Yes.
Okay. We budgeted money from now till next October. Is this a direct reduction loan like every mortgage? If it is a direct deduction loan, we should take the lump sum of our money and pay it right on that one that we're paying 3.5% interest. We'll save thousands of dollars.
It's right there how much you're going to save.
No. If we pay them both off November 1st,
no, wait.
We will save a total of $2,800.
Okay. From now until May, we're going to be paying $12,753 every month on the top loan. If you take all those monies and pay it tomorrow, you'll reduce that loan to zero and you'll save all that interest.
Yes.
That's my question. That would be a smart business choice right now.
And that's what I was showing down below is you would save the money on the save the money on the interest on the loan,
right.
But you would lose the interest on leaving it in your fixed account, which is less. I agree, it's less, yeah.
It's next to nothing.
And that's why I did the figuring below at the bottom. The net savings by paying them off is about $2,800.
Well, my question is, even if it's only roughly $1,000 in interest, let's just save it. We can't make that much money in the checking account, and we've already got the money for it. I would say pay it off.
Any other comments? Need to come to the mic. Things haven't changed.
Whoever's lined up is next. Bob Shear, 382 Holiday Park. I understand that our loan total is around $250,000 a year for all three loans. That's what we're paying. Am I correct?
We already paid one off,
but we're taking that money and putting it to something else. So it's a $240,000. Okay, and every year we are running in the excess of about $100,000 a year. We take in, our budget's around $1 million. We take in about $1.1 million. So you have about an extra $100,000 every year that we find someplace to spend it. Don't get me wrong. And number three, reading the minutes from what you guys have done now with our grounds crew, you're saving us another $119,000. We'll call it $100,000. So we're about $450,000 to the good. Okay, I'm going to ask you guys this. Don't answer this one tonight. We have $1 million budget. We're going to only be spending $550,000 a year. I want to know very shortly, will my HOA fees go from $2,000 to a little over $1,100 a year? Because that's how much money you're saving.
Any other comments? If we have more people who want to comment, will you please come and form a little line here so we don't have so many walking minutes?
Connie Chrisley, 155 Holiday Park. I remember when Jack Corton was on the trustees, and we agreed to pay that extra money to be put into an emergency fund, so if the roads had to be fixed or the drainage ditch had to be fixed, that's what that money's for. Do we still have the emergency fund?
Oh, yeah, a contingency fund.
Yes?
Oh. We have the contingency fund. And if you looked on the back, the $800,000 we have would have, if we paid this off, would be used for that. Plus, starting in December, if it goes like it did last year, we'll get another $500,000 in December to add on to that. So, and yes, I am going to be working this year on designating contingency funds for certain projects that we need to do, like roofs and roads. So, and then hoping to put those into that SBA account, because that SBA account will pay more interest, and you can get it out of there within a day or so. So it isn't like, you know, it's all tied up. My only, and right now it's been paying, it varies a little bit, but it's right around 2.5% it pays.
Okay, because I can remember when it was $1,500 a year, and then we got hit with the roads, and then the ditch, and then we're way up. So I don't want that to happen again. I would rather continue paying what we're paying now and have that contingency fund. That's my opinion.
Okay,
thank you.
Any other comments? Looking for a motion as to what we should do with these loans. Pay them off immediately or keep on as we are. Wait a motion.
I'll make a motion we pay the loans off by as soon as possible.
Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Yes, the 200 and looking at the 258,459.
This up here. Any other questions? If not, I call the motion. All in favor of paying off our loans, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, like sign.
Opposed. I'm opposed to.
Who? Joanne and Barb.
Is that going to deplete our emergency fund?
No, you got $800.
No? Okay, then. I'll vote for it.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Now she's for it.
Because I didn't quite hear what he said. Okay.
District Manager's report.
Good evening, everybody. The yard waste roll-off dumpster in the compound was removed last week. Waste Management replaced it with a smaller dumpster. This will be emptied every Tuesday at $60 per month. The other dumpster was approximately $350 per pickups, which was every 4 to 5 weeks. So we have a substantial savings with that. We had an old golf cart, and it was in pretty bad shape. The electrical was bad. It needs new batteries. So it was sold for $100, and we purchased a rowboat for $150, and this will enable us to go out to the fountains now and repair those and maintain those in-house. All the batteries were charged in all of the equipment that we have. The tires and belts were inspected for dry rot as well. So we're maintaining all of the equipment as needed, but definitely on a monthly basis until we figure out what to do with all of the equipment. For right now, though, it is being cared for and maintained. Duane has planted flowers by the shower at the pool area and in the planters. He and Lou will be trimming the large palm bushes outside of the gate near the bocce courts. They have trimmed the porticopias, and they're going to continue going down as well. The oyster shells for the bocce courts were delivered on schedule. We will be cleaning out the middle area between the courts, and we'll decide what to put there for easy maintenance. We're considering some type of artificial turf. If anybody has any suggestions, please let us know. All of the handicap posts and signs in the front of the clubhouse have been replaced in the parking lot with pressure-treated wood, and the bottoms are now encased with PVC, and that's going to prevent deterioration, and we'll be able to maintain those better. We will begin striping and painting the lines and the borders in the parking lot and around the landscaping area. We will be installing a second layer of block at the pool entrance to make it match the rest of the blocking. The gazebo was delivered. I went down to the city of Palm Bay today, and I spoke with them, and we do need engineering plans. We do need to have it permitted, so we're working on that. I thought maybe because it was a kit that we could get away with not having it engineered, I kind of went along with, well, we can take it apart as quickly as we put it together, but they didn't buy it. So I'm working with Barefoot Services. That's the company that installed the overhangs on the bocce courts. So I'm waiting to get some kind of pricing on what it's going to cost for the engineering and the installation, or maybe just the engineering. I'm waiting to get some amounts before it's presented to the board on how to proceed. I will be out of the office on the 14th and the 15th of November. I have a minor medical procedure, and I anticipate being back in the office on the 18th of November. And that's all I have. Oh, I did want to mention something. I always miss one page. Okay, we do have a resident. Her name is Anna Brown, and she is she has her staging certification for interior design, and she has volunteered to help with the renovations of the library and also staging the lobby. So we welcome that. And regarding, I would just want to mention regarding the reserves, Keith and I will be working on that. We have discussed it, and we're going to be getting the longevity of the roofs, of the roads, the pool, and yes, this will give us a definite idea of how much money we're going to need over the next 10 years or whatever the longevity is of these projects, and be able to fund each of these projects appropriately so we won't get slammed with having to take out a loan and there won't be any surprises. That's the main objective for that. Any questions?
I have one question on renovation of the library. Are they going to put a plan together, or are we just doing things that have...
Well, I'm hoping to put a plan together. Bob Shearer and I have discussed it a little bit. Again, I spoke with Anna, and I want to get her ideas, and just putting it out there, if anyone has any ideas and would like to help with the project, it's certainly welcome, but it's long overdue. It needs a facelift. It really needs, we need to do something with the room.
Will those plans be brought to the board then? Or
absolutely.
Okay.
I have two comments. Are you sure that I noticed they on the handicap signs out there, they're like about 4 feet off the ground. I don't know if that's legal. Is that legal?
They were replaced with exactly what was there before.
I know, but I think they got to be by code. I think they need to be taller. But
we can make them taller if that's the case.
I mean, if that's the code, I think they should be.
Yeah, I just replaced them with what was there to be safe.
Second comment is we hired this guy, Luigi, and Luis, he's a civil engineer. I don't see why can he get through the engineering process? Why did you hire this other guy?
He's not licensed.
You sure?
I'm positive. He's not licensed. He's not a contractor. I'm absolutely positive.
That he can't do that. I know he could put the gazebo together.
I could put this I can put the gazebo together.
You build the gazebo? I did.
I could. It's like, tiddlywinks. I could put it together, but we can't do it that way.
But how much is it going to cost? I'm just saying, we hired Luis because he was going to do these projects. I'm just saying what you said when you brought it before the board. And I don't see why he can't do this.
Of course he can, Joe. He can, absolutely. Yes, he can.
I'd like you to check to see what he can do.
I can't speak for the city of Palm Bay. That's what the issue is. It's not can we do the work in-house. Absolutely. But we have to have an engineer drawing, and we have to have permits for the city of Palm Bay. It isn't about who can do it or who can't. Absolutely.
Well, I'd like to check it, that's all.
Sure.
If we can check in.
Yeah, I'm going to use him for everything and anything that we can without having to pull permits. And that's the big million-dollar word, is permits.
I think he can do it, that's my opinion.
I know he can do it, Joe. I'm positive he can do it. We must have permits.
I want to save money, that's all.
Oh.
That's it.
That's why we hired him.
Okay. That's what I'm looking for.
I mean, if we can get away with no permits, I went to the city of Palm Bay myself today personally. And just to make sure that I personally spoke to someone, and they absolutely, adamantly told me, you must have engineering drawings and you must have a permit.
That's what they told me to put your windows in.
I don't make the rules.
Any other comment?
Hi, Jack. Bob Shear again, 382 Holiday Park. I've heard several times we're going to put money in for a roof. Joanne, when did we put the roof on this building?
2 years ago.
You asking me?
Yes.
You asking me? We did it. I'm guessing maybe
10.
No.
6 years ago?
No, I'm going to say somewhere between 6 and 8 years ago.
All right, 6 and 8.
About 8 years ago.
So, and it came with a 15-year warranty, and we spent additional money to pay for 5 additional years. So we have a 20-year warranty, which we probably have somewhere around 12 to 14 years left on a roof. So when you guys keep talking about you're going to budget money for a roof, I sure the heck would be reading my information in there, because that roof's covered for a long time.
I agree with you, Bob. That's just one of the items that should be there, whether it's funded or not. I think once the reserve funds are in place at that time, I think then it will be funded. It just needs to be there as one of the major things that need to be, budgeted. Thank you. Budgeted. Not particularly this year. Maybe in 5 years you have to start thinking about it. Maybe in 10 years. But it needs to be there because it is a capital expenditure.
Next.
Becky Ernest, 205 Burrell Circle. I'd like to know the status of what you're doing with the raccoons. When I was out here last Saturday for the dinner dance, there was people out there smoking, and I went out to make a phone call. Across the parking lot, very slowly, goes this raccoon. I mean, he was not afraid at all. And no, I did not chase him. I'd also like to ask, I understand there's a big rat problem in the park. I'd like somebody to look into that.
Well, Mr. Friel has captured, in the past 2 days, 2 raccoons. He has taken them out way, way, 15 miles away and let them go. We're going to purchase 2 more Hartwell traps, actually maybe 3. They're $60 a piece at Lowe's, and he has volunteered to keep up with the traps. I don't know if we'll ever get rid of them 100%, but we can control it. So we're being proactive with the traps. So far as the rats are concerned, again, I don't know if we're ever going to be 100% rat-free, but we have to control them, and we cannot feed them. You know, people are feeding the feral cats. Obviously, the rats are getting the food as well, and so are the raccoons. So we all have to be conscious and do our due diligence and not feed the critters. Just you can't do it.
I'm sorry, who would you say trapped them? I didn't hear you.
Mr. Friel. Jim Friel?
Oh, Friel. Okay.
Sorry. He has 1, and we're going to get a few more, and we're going to work together. And we have the company pickup truck, so we can relocate them as well. But we just started this. He's been very successful trapping these. What are 3 little traps going to do? Well, it's going to start. It'll make a little dent in it. That's all I can say. We're working on it.
Helen Ferguson, 1127 Keystone Court. Now that we're talking about that, I would like to bring up the last meeting we had, I understand, or the way I understood it, is that we were going to get fined if we fed the fish, that it was against the law to feed the fish in the ponds. Didn't we hear that?
I called the Florida Fish and Wildlife Department, and they said it is against the law to feed any wildlife, period.
Okay. I called the Fish and Wildlife, and I have it all down here, and I spoke to a certain guy, and I have all the copies. He said, I explained to him where we were, that it was freshwater ponds, that we all like to feed the fish. We like to go out on our golf carts and feed the fish and visit them, and it really bothers a lot of people because we do that all the time. And if it's going to be illegal, I wanted to know about it. And he told me, he said, the only thing that is illegal is if you feed bear, alligator. He said there's nothing in there about the fish. He said you cannot feed the sand cranes, blah, 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 all that stuff. He said, if anybody has any questions at all, and I'll be glad to give you all this, call him. He said, you will not be fined. He said, we couldn't even be bothered to going out there be fined for people feeding fish.
This is what he told me. He said, any wildlife, it is against the law to feed any wildlife. And that's exactly, Helen, that's
know,
exactly
baby.
What he told me.
It's right here.
No, I believe you, but they... No, I believe you. No. I think it's great. It's just when you go down there with five loaves of bread. See, they told me it was, they adamantly told me it was against the law.
That should be done without a question.
Okay, let's go on.
Let's move on to the next item, district manager job description. Okay, I'm asking board members if you have any additions, deletions, whatever, to the job description that was presented to you, please raise them now.
I can.
Joanne?
Sorry. Well, I have a lot of grammatical corrections. I would like to add into where it says duties and responsibilities in the first one, where you're asking for the manager to be familiar with Florida statutes, et cetera. I would add five, familiar with Florida Sunshine Law. In the second section where it says district personnel, and it says all performance evaluations must be completed by March, I thought that should be changed to August, since we had decided that all future pay raises would begin with the first payroll in October to accommodate the new budget, so that we would have to have the evaluations in by August and vote on it by September, and it would become effective then. You use the initials BOT for, I guess, Board of Trustees, but either that has to be spelled out at one point or use it as an asterisk and make it Board of Trustees so we know what BOT stands for. I'm not crazy about that, but if we're bot, we're bot. As it goes with doozy bots, but that's another thing. When you refer to the deed restrictions, it's deed restrictions, it's not deed of restrictions, just to make those corrections. The other thing would be, okay.
In Gaston's defense.
I haven't finished. There's a lot of little things, but the biggest thing that I want, and I can give those to him personally.
Okay.
All right. The thing that I think we need very much to discuss would be on the next to last page, which is headed attendance. And you have written, because it wasn't there before, district manager's attendance does not have to be a set time as an hourly employee. Manager will do whatever it takes to get the job done, adhering to all what is specified in this job district description. The bot, you know, us, needs to build up a relationship and confidence in manager's ability to execute this job. The district manager needs to take time to make themselves available to residents and others. So I think that needs discussion, unless nobody else does. Because I object to that terribly. I think the district manager has always been expected to be here when the office opens, as it always has been, and that's at 8 o'clock. You don't, I mean, you hire someone and then what? They can come in 10, 11, or they can come in whenever they feel like it? No.
No.
You either have set rules or you don't. I think perhaps in time, if the manager's here 2, 3, 4 years and you want to build that rapport and that relationship, and then it still has to come up for a discussion. It's not, it's just not a, you come and go as you please as long as you get the job done. And I don't think that's,
I think you might be referring to Mondays, like board meetings. I was working
It doesn't say anything about board
meetings. I understand, but if you see me coming in today at 10, it's because a 16-hour day is a little bit much. So if I come in at 10, at least that cuts my hours down to like maybe 10 or 11 hours. So I don't know if you're referring to that.
I don't think he's referring to that. I think he's just referring that, I think he's more or less saying that we have to build up a rapport. We can't be on the manager's back about, oh, she came in at 9 or he came in at 10, whatever. But to me, you have a set hours. You don't just do it willy-nilly until your job is done. Besides, we had in place and is in our policy book overtime and compensatory time policy. I don't know why it's not in our book now, but it was, and we've always had it. And it refers to salary compensation and compensatory time, comp time, okay? This policy shall not apply to the salaried position of district office manager. That was in our policy. I don't know why it's not in our book, but it's still there. So comp time is something that was never discussed unless the manager came to the board and asked for it, which is fine. But I object to that one particular paragraph in the proposed job description alternative.
Any other comments?
Yeah, on physical. It says may required to sit, may required to walk, to stand. I think really,
the long periods of time.
If they can't do this, they shouldn't even be hired.
Exactly.
It shouldn't even be in there. If somebody comes in, they said they can't sit down or they can't stand up, why even bother talking to them? To me, it's very foolish. You got to have 20/50 in both eyes. It's just must have effective use of hands and arms. If somebody comes in and they can't use their hands and arms, don't hire them. I think this is, just take it out. That's, it shouldn't even be in there. Must be able to navigate a golf cart throughout the park for district business.
They're probably driving in a car.
To me, this is a very, the physical aspect of this is really foolish and shouldn't even be in here. It's stupid.
Well, we have a chance to, you know, act on it, but it's here.
We can get rid of it.
The on that same page above the physical, I would like to see that we have one other qualification added. And I think it would be realistic to say that this person should have a CAM license. That's the low level, and there are other levels of advancement in the training of the community assisted manager, okay? So there are other classes that can raise their expertise. But I think, let's say in a high school degree or a technical degree, doesn't sit well with me from my education background. You want people with some qualifications. So I would put that out for the board to consider.
Just quick, how long does it take to get a CAM certification? That's what it is. It's not a CAM degree. It's a CAM certification.
Right.
How long does it take to get one?
Oh, I've had mine for 30 years.
No. How long?
I'm trying to remember. I took a class. You don't have to. You can study with a manual and with books. I certainly suggest the class.
So
I don't know what they're doing nowadays.
It's kind of like getting a certification, being an electrician. You just have to do the study, take the books,
right,
and that kind of thing.
It's like you're getting your real estate license and getting your, yeah. You have to go with the Department of Business and Professional Regulations, and it's a long test.
But, yeah, okay, but it is something they can do on their own without
yes.
a whole lot of cost. And so it's not something that somebody showed a little ambition could do that.
Yes.
I agree with that certification would be a must in there. Also, on but going back to the time situation, I understand both sides of the time situation. Putting in 80 hours is too much. And there's sometimes the manager's got to go to a meeting at Palm Bay there, but we also want them here at times. That's why I do believe to give her or give them certain hours they must be here would be kind of wrong. However, I wouldn't mind giving them a total that they need to be working on the week, some type of total that they need to be around.
One more point that happened a few times here, and Cherie had to come here back at night because there was issues. She was here up till 11:30, came in at 9 o'clock, and there was somebody that we had to take to the hospital, whatever it was. So if you start making it too stringent and say, these are the hours you're going to work, they'll work those hours. Then when you need them in an emergency,
yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying if they do come back at night, okay, then they can take some hours off other time of the day because they should have a certain amount during are here during the week. If like the meeting they have to come for, if she says, well, I'm not going to be here till 10 or 11 because I want to, that's basically, you know, taking off part of those hours where we would expect when the office opens for her to be here because she's going to be here afterward. But I would see a district manager, which it gives them a little more flexibility, but yet also not somebody that shows up on Monday and Thursday and, you know, just a little safeguard of something of we'd like to see a certain number of hours. I don't see any problem with that now. I just would like some type of measure that we can give.
I think your manager, excuse me, you should be able to, and you should trust your manager enough to have the confidence that they're going to put in their time and they're going to do what is expected of them. I don't comp my time. I don't say, well, I worked 14 hours on Monday, so I'm going to not come in. No, da da da. No, it's what the job requires. If I have to come in on Saturday and Sunday, I'm here. When we had all the trouble with the 206, I came in at, what, 10? Was here till 2 a.m. It's part of the job. It's what you sign up for. Whether it be me or any other manager, you should have the trust to know that they're going to do the right thing and look out for your park. And that's the most important thing, I think. That's all I have to say is, you know, I have the park's best interest in my heart and my mind, and whatever it takes, it does. If I have to come in at night, I do. It's not a have to. If I need to come in at 4 o'clock in the morning to open up for the voters, I'll do it instead of having the guys come in, because why should I pay them time and half or double time when I can do it? You know, it's stuff like that. Instead of if the guys need extra hours off here and there, doctor's appointments, therapy, I can cover. I mean, these are situations that arise that, you know, you have to have the confidence and trust in your manager, not just me. I'm like I said, I'm talking about across the board when you know, decide on your job description.
And also, we agree with you on that, and to a point. If we don't like, if you're not being here taking care of the job, you can always put it in your statement and then also find somebody else. I mean, when we do an evaluation, we can do those kind of things.
What was totally left out was, as is in the present job description, the required hours. That's totally left out of this new one.
Mm-hmm. You said 40 hours.
Well, the present job description says that the required hours will work a minimum of 40 hours per week and may be required to work nights and or weekends. The district manager is expected to perform at a high level of professional service to ensure the district operates efficiently and effectively. He or she must be available to be contacted 24/7 for emergencies and may be required to come into work to protect the interests and property of the district. That's omitted from this particular, and I don't think it should be.
I don't know if there is a compromise between being very legislative in the job description or building something on trust. I would have no problem with saying that, you know, listing some of those things, that there may be a call that keeps you here till 2 o'clock in the morning kind of thing. And I know because I called her and she came when we were having the 206 issues. So I'm very familiar with that. And I know she was there long because she was parked in my driveway and I heard her leave. I said to Gaston that we probably are not going to finish this project tonight, but we'll have a chance to air things and hear things and put it together and do it in November 11th. Now, I did look at some of the research that my crack research assistant did, and I'll give credit to Meredith, who dug out a lot of information on when we were trying to define property manager or whatever. And one of her notes talks about the CAM license. And it's an 18 to 20 hour Florida Community Association Manager pre-license course, followed by a state exam of 100 questions and 75% to pass. So that's level one, entry level in the CAM program. There are others, but we don't have to worry about that. But I think that would be a good thing to say. As an entry-level CAM license. Any other? You know the routine.
A real quick question. If we're reading through this, can we drop our suggestions off at the office so he can put them in the next, and then we can talk about it here? Would that be okay?
Everybody computer literate? You can just send them to them in the computer. opposed to, you know, doing more paper.
Okay, I mean, just in other words, just have him be the center. If we have any suggestions that we'd like changed, we'll just send him so we can kind of put something together. Okay.
Yes.
Becky Ernest, 205 Burrell Circle. We have done the district manager job description at least 10 times. At least. The thing that's in there about the hours and so forth right now, the way it is read, gives the manager the leeway that he or she would need to build the trust that they need. It still says she has 20, he or she has 40 hours that they are expected to be here, and then they are on call for 24 hours. Now, in there is some variable and some trust issues, yes, but it's built right into what is already there. Leave it alone.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. Becky is absolutely right. I ran five businesses. I ran five businesses, and I found out a long time ago the lease is the best. We have overruled and overregulated ourselves to death in this park. We have written this job description 25 times. Thank you, Becky. And we still hired a manager that was stealing from us. I mean, come on, folks. It's very simple. We're hiring somebody when we evaluate them and look at them and talk with them. We think they might be truthful. If they ain't, you get rid of them. It's that simple. We don't need a lot of rules and regulations on a piece of paper. That's what caused you people to work on this, because the last one was 10 or 12 pages.
So what you're saying is that we should say thieves should not apply.
What's that? No, run that by again. I didn't hear it.
I said we should write in there, thieves should not apply.
Well, no, but the point of it is we have sit here and we have nitpicked this thing to death for I don't know how many meetings now to get it approved and reapproved and rechanged. God almighty, folks. We have a paperwork fetish in this park. I'm telling you. Simplest is the best.
Any other comments? If not, I think we can put this to bed for tonight and see what comes to Gaston in the next days and then take a look at it. Hopefully put it to bed for good on November 11th.
Very important. They should not be emailed because they're
discussing. Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I meant to mention this and I got off on a tangent. We should not be emailing trustees. This is a violation of sunshine laws. If you send a trustee something you're going to be voting on, that's bad news.
You're right. You can't. It's against the
Bring
sunshine.
It to the office.
Steve Sabella, 260 Berry Court. The only thing I can't understand is why is this being discussed now? Why is this brought up now? How long have you been working here, Sherry?
Year and a half.
A year and a half, and we're bringing up her hours now. I think this should have been settled the day she was hired. This shouldn't be done now. Why did you let it go for a year and a half if you were against it? I can't understand it. I don't get it. Leave it alone.
I don't know that anybody is against anything.
Well, it sounds like you want to change it.
We want to make it a little more clear. With the description they're giving here now, you would have to have a saint. They could go out and fix the backhoe and run a computer and do some of the stuff. Some of the descriptions in here are impossible for anybody to fill. I mean, and that's what we got. That's the thing we want to simplify up a little.
Can I say a word? The 11 pages, as I read them, is made up so no matter who goes in that job, they're going to fail. And you can use any of those excuses that you want, and I think that's wrong.
One last word from the chairman on this. Gaston was asked to do this because when we did the last evaluation, he had some very astute observations that I thought should come forth in the new job description. He said, and I think I can quote him fairly accurately, that the present job description was written by someone who wanted to fire somebody.
That's true.
Okay?
The way they do it.
And I don't think that's, you know, what we're trying to do. We're trying to say, want to make it clear for everybody what's going on. And so we want to get rid of, and Barb's point might carry some weight that all this stuff about the physical, why would you hire somebody if they can't walk or can't do this or can't do that, you know? I don't know how we might just come up with a cover all common ground kind of thing about able body or something and leave that for interpretation instead of
one sentence
highlighting, you know, six different things that we expect them to do. And when you read it and think about it, it was kind of comical. I was snickering as she was reading these. Must be able to walk, must be able to talk. You know. Okay. I'm done. Let's see. Got to leave myself a note here. I don't know that we have any other new business.
What I would like to see happen is for us to get an electronic sign. We could look into the cost of an electronic sign out, you know, by our front gates. Right now, you got to stick the letters on and stuff. I know you don't want to spend the money, but I don't know. I think it would be a good thing. A lot of parks have, most parks have electronic signs for your parties, for your trustee meetings. I mean, we could look into the cost of it.
Right.
Marquee sign, so we could just program it from the gate shot, right, because that would be a shorter route. It's just something we could think about, that's all.
Okay, this could go on the dream list of
things to wish for.
Yeah.
Put it on the dream list.
Okay, any public comment?
Connie Chrisley, 155 Holiday Park. This is about the U.S. Lawn Crew. The meeting I was at when we first came in was talking to them. I was under the impression one day in, one day out. What happened? They're not doing it in one day.
That was only the first day that they ever came in with three different crews. It was never supposed to be all done in one day, just that one day.
No,
but
that
it's one day, 4 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, okay. Thursday, and Friday would be a makeup day in the event of rain.
Then there was a misunderstanding. I was under the impression one day in,
no,
one day out.
No, that was only for the very first initial
time. That was to get everything back in order, because we didn't let it go for so long. They were going to bring a big crew in to bring it up to date and then get into a schedule.
Okay, thank you.
This guy can't hear.
Chuck Roan, where do I live? 200, I live here in the park. I want to tell everybody here on Veterans Day, that's November 9th, the city of Palm Bay has arranged to have a parade. It's going to be a nice parade, and it's going to leave at 8:30 a.m. at City Hall. It's going to come east on Malabar, and it will, right at Emerson, it will turn right. We'll go out to the street of Doat Street, D-O-A-T, which is a very short distance. Turn left and go right into the American Legion. There will be a party. This is to celebrate Veterans Day. Everybody is invited. Okay? Now, here's going to be some of the things it's going to be. There's going to be guest speakers. Congressman Bill Posey will be there. Brigadier General Scheiss, Sheriff Wayne Ivey, other local officials, presentation of the colors, Honor Guard, National Anthem, and Atomic Blue, and they've arranged to have some kind of, I forget what he told me, it's a large military airplane fly over pulling an American flag. And for your information, we are blessed to have an employee here in our park. Luciano is his name. He just went to work for us. He was a former jarhead Marine. I have pictures of him sitting in Bin Laden's chair after they got rid of Bin Laden. He was on that raid with Bin Laden. He's got an awful, nice bad war record, unfortunately for him. It's a good war record. I've arranged for him. He's a very low-key person. Him and I had a long talk. He's going to be recognized in the parade, and also by all of the congressmen and generals and so forth. And his name is Luciano. He works here day shift, is it not?
Yeah.
Both. Pardon?
Both.
Okay. But he's a hero.
Now you had all these conversations on your own time, right?
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
I said you had all these conversations on your own time, right?
On his time.
Pulling him off the clock. Yeah, we had it over a beer. Why?
Hey.
No, he doesn't drink and I don't drink. No, we had it on our own time. Yes. Don't try to trick me. All right. And also, the 1986 Daytona 500 winner Jeff Bodine will show his 2010 Olympic gold medal bobsled there. That's going to be there. And the VVB Traveling Museum. And the food is all free. It's all
hooked in. You're over your 3 minutes.
Well, the parade starts at 8:30 a.m. at City Hall. You can watch the parade go by.
And follow them.
And then go right around and follow the parade into the Legion. And it's party time.
Marsha Shear, 382 Holiday Park. I'm not sure what the process is for when you submit a complaint. All right, so we were told to fill out the card, and it was about the lawn crew. And we put it in the office, and they said that it wasn't Cherie's job to follow up. It was a board member. I'm not sure who that board member is. However, nobody's been to our place.
It was about U.S. Lawns?
The lawn company, yeah.
What's your name? That goes to Joe Prisco.
Marsha Shearer.
You,
filed the form?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
It was last week sometime.
And what was your thing, the blowing of the lawn?
It was just the way it was mowed.
You don't like the way
my husband filed it. He had to leave, so
okay.
He made me do this.
I have Brian coming over tomorrow.
Who?
Brian. He's one of the managers at U.S. Lawns, so he's coming over with some equipment, and I'm gonna go around with him in the truck. And
okay.
And try to straighten out some of the problems.
All right.
All right. So
thank you.
We'll visit you.
Okay.
So be home.
In trustee comments, I'm reminding any of them that have anything to report from their liaison work since the last meeting when we filled a few of these spots, if they have anything to share with their activity, please put that into your trustee comments now. Starting on this end?
No, I just met with Jim, I believe his name is.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to check out one of the new buildings that were put in on Holiday Park, and that checked out okay.
The new installation,
the new one.
Is okay?
Yep. That's it.
Okay. Eloise?
Yeah. Went to HPPOA last week. They have a very heavy calendar. Please pick up a calendar from in the hallway or see their signs. There's a lot of stuff going on. Also of interest to anybody, they are buying a new steam table so that they can continue to provide breakfast every month and also do their dinners. But they have a very active calendar, so take a look at it.
Okay. Kind of get a little closer to that. Anyway, I will be working on the loans, and I hope by the next treasurer's report, I can comment on that and do this. Also, Cherie, I noticed we didn't have anything on the election coming up. Can you address, not now, but when you get your turn, address what the elections are going to do here on November 4th with the clubhouse? I presume it's going to close the office, not close the office, whatever. When you get there, I'm just saying,
okay.
November 4th is election day, and it's going to be coming short.
No, November
the office will be open as normal.
Excuse me, 5th. I'm sorry.
November 5th. The only thing I wanted to remind you that on November 7th at 7 p.m. at the Palm Bay City Hall, they have a council meeting, and they are going to be discussing allotting monies, hopefully, to 8 of the properties that are abandoned or in terrible condition, which they own, and they might be allotting monies to take them down. I know they've already called to ask if we have a name of a contractor who could do that. They wanted some information. So I think that's going to be on that agenda, but I know I'm going to go to that meeting because I really want them to take it down. November 7th.
Gaston?
Well, I think you assigned the deed restriction to me. I hope I can do a better job than what I did on the other thing, because it didn't seem like it went well. I still don't know what the corrections will be on that other thing, but if we keep talking about it, maybe we can make it better.
Okay.
Right.
Joe?
On the U.S. lawns issue, I'd like the people to keep their vehicles off the grass. There was several vehicles on the grass when they were cutting. If it continues, I told U.S. lawns to tell me if any vehicles are on the grass. I'm going to go over there. I'm going to document it. And if it continues to be a problem, I'm going to, see if we can get them towed or whatever, because they're not going to come back and cut your grass, and I'm not going to deal with any complaints because your vehicle's on the grass. And I'd like you also to make sure there's nothing on your lawn, because, you're complaining about a lot of things, but if you have buckets on your lawn, I've gone to places, there's everything on the lawn. There's tires, there's buckets, there's, you know, everything all over the lawn. They are not going to go around these things because if they hit them, could, you know, it could shatter, obviously. So I would like you to make sure that your lawns are ready to be cut. Move the things out of the way. Do not park your vehicles on the lawn. And if you don't like the stuff coming up onto the side of your vehicles, which it always does, you know, maybe move your vehicles into a parking lot right here until they're done cutting, you know, if it bothers you that much. And also, one of the complaints was the blowing of the grass. They told me they were going to put the shields back on the mowers by the next time they come in. They had them ordered so they won't be blowing up against your house. They'll be, you know.
Or cars.
All cars. So this.
Mine was green 2 weeks ago.
Well, they told me they were going to correct that. They were going to start blowing from the inside out. And they're going to correct some of the problems. And I'm working on getting them to blow off the grass with, like, within an hour or two after they cut it. So that doesn't, you know, stick to your driveways. Those are the major complaints that I'm hearing, and a couple of damages, but we're straightening that out.
A quick question, Joe. I find that they go around where I put the prawns and the palm tree leaves. We put them on the grass by the curb, yeah. And they've gone around that. Should we put them in the street, or what kind of answer do you have for that? You know. I mean, when I give a palm
for
tree...
For the personal palm trees, they're not responsible.
No, I know, but we stack them up there, and somebody comes by and picks them up. The garbage people will pick them up for us once a month, week.
Well, obviously put them up by the front of the road.
If they're on the grass, they won't cut that grass.
No, they will not. Cause,
so
you know,
what should we do with those so they will cut the grass? But, yeah, we can leave them somewhere where they will get picked up by somebody. Because that's just, I'm not expecting an answer right now,
okay.
But that's something
we should do. I could check with Palm Bay. That would be a Palm Bay issue.
When I talked to the gentleman here, I said, if you're mowing a lawn and there's palms there, what are you gonna do, mow over them or what? And he says, no, they would put them to the road. They changed that?
No, what they do, what U.S. Lawns does, is when they are doing the green spaces, they're not going to remove the palm fronds from your yard. That's your responsibility. When they're mowing the green spaces, they collect the palm fronds, tree limbs, branches, and they will take them to the end of the street. They will pick them up at the end of their working day, every day. All right, and then for your responsibility is waste management comes to pick trash up Wednesday morning. And what they do is they radio in how many people or the addresses they're supposed to now, and then they relay it back so they come in here on Thursday, and that's when they pick up. So it should be obviously not at the end of your driveway because you can't get in and out, but it should be reasonably at the end of your property line, not in the middle of the road, but at the end of your property line, not so the mowers can't mow your yard either. You know, just reasonably put it at the end of your property, and they'll pick it up.
Do they do that on Thursday, you say?
They are supposed to do it on Thursday.
So basically, we shouldn't really be putting anything out there until, like, we do our trash with the leaves and the other stuff on Thursday morning.
You can do it Wednesday evening, or you can do it Thursday morning, but... Just be aware that they do relay it back on Wednesday to that department that they're going to pick up the yard waste or where they need to pick it up. They definitely pick it up on Thursday.
Yeah.
No, they pick up your regular trash on Wednesday.
No.
Mine they picked up on Thursday.
Trash is on Wednesday. That's the recycled and regular trash is Wednesdays.
Everything's picked up on Wednesday, even yard material.
If they don't get it all on Wednesday, they come back on Thursday. But they do pick up yard waste on Wednesday.
Yeah, they do.
Also.
Right.
Barrels Well, I checked with them. Maybe they've changed. I will double check again tomorrow. When I checked a year ago, it was they picked up on Thursday the yard waste. They would radio in or call Wednesday. This is what they told me. If it's changed, I'll find out positively. But this is what...
Excuse me. They'll pick up the yard waste on Wednesday. On Thursday is a special pickup.
With
TV,
the
couch,
right,
mattresses,
right,
whatever.
Right. I'll double check.
That's the special pickup.
I could stand corrected. I will double check that. Absolutely.
I have a question. Helen Ferguson, 1127 Keystone Court. Isn't the... Isn't the guy that's Dwayne, isn't he supposed to be picking up those fronds during the week?
The green spaces is the U.S. lawns.
No. Yeah, but I understood, they said that he's the gardener, I'm sorry, that he would be picking up the fronds that are by the street that have fallen down. If they're out there, he rides by and he looks.
No.
I heard that
Jack and I met with U.S. Lawns, and they said that they would take care of all the palm fronds and tree limbs reasonable in the green spaces and pick them up at the end of the day. Right, Jack?
But where did I hear the gardener was going to do that? He was going to ride around on the cart? And I saw him doing it the other day.
Well, he's trimming green space fronds and stuff.
Helen, I'll be honest with you. If I'm out by the back pond, or if I'm somewhere in one of the green spaces and I see a big frond, I pick it up. Okay? I mean, if it's there and it's right in your face.
I saw him doing it the other day, too.
Yeah, and I don't mind doing it. I mean,
I've been to the meetings, and I was sure I heard, maybe I'm wrong, that the gardener was going to do that. He would ride around if he wasn't too busy.
No.
Okay. No. That's all right. I made a mistake, but.
If there needs, he'll pick them up, and I'll pick them up. I mean, it's not etched in. Yeah, it's not etched in stone. Well, that's not my job, or I don't, that's not my yard. But according to our meeting, U.S. Lawns will pile them up and pick them up at the end of their working day.
Okay. Any other business? Thank you for coming. Waiting for a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.